This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Can your property values go down while your property taxes go up? Yes, they can, and we'll explain why. We're going to be talking about housing prices this morning, the most stubborn portion of the American economy. It's Tuesday, December 27th. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everybody. John Hockenberry is out this week, so our Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick is with me this morning. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Celeste.
We're going to be talking about the housing market. Why have we perhaps not hit bottom there yet? Also, Syrians report that the city of Homs was being shelled by heavy weapons until early this morning. Will President Bashar al-Assad allow monitors unrestricted access to his country? Going to talk about that. But all this week, we want to know what stories from this year, from 2011, you think will carry over into next year.
Hi, this is Kevin, and I think the story that's really going to come out is the phone hacking whistleblower's death found out to really be something more than just natural causes.
We have a conspiracy theorist on our hands. You can give us your ideas about the stories of 2011 by calling us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But let's get a check-in on the morning's headlines.
As Celeste just mentioned, in Syria, heavy bombardment in the city of Homs has stopped and army tanks are leaving. That's happening just as a group of Arab League observers arrive in Homs. A resident says the army has prevented much-needed medical supplies and food from getting into the city.
I've been coming to every Knick game on Christmas for the past 5 years.
Well, clearly that was not a resident in Syria. That might have been a Knicks fan. But under the Arab League plan, all armed forces must withdraw from the conflict area. 30 people were said to have been killed there yesterday. The Syrian government says the army is not on the offensive, but resisting armed groups. We'll have more about Syria later in the hour.
Hundreds of ultra-Orthodox Jews have clashed with police near Jerusalem. The violence is the latest in a series of incidents in Israel in recent weeks. Authorities have challenged efforts by the ultra-Orthodox Jews to segregate women in public places. Israeli ministers say such segregation is illegal.
In just 1 week, Iowans will vote for the Republican candidate they want to go up against President Obama in the 2012 elections. Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, and Ron Paul are the expected frontrunners. Opinion polls show many in Iowa, however, are still undecided.
An interesting twist in yesterday's story about the hacking activist group Anonymous. There were reports that Anonymous claimed responsibility for stealing client email addresses and credit card numbers from the security think tank Stratfor. That's what we reported, and it's true to a certain extent. That's because a separate press release has said the group was not behind the attacks. So it looks like there is some confusion over who is the real Anonymous. That's Anonymous with a capital A. Just one of the hazards of being a very secretive, loose-knit organization where nobody knows anybody's real name.
And speaking of secretive organizations, on to the NFL.
Drew
Brees set a new NFL record last night for passing yards in a single season. He did it with one game to spare. Dan Marino had held the record with 5,084 yards for almost three decades. Last night, Drew Brees threw for 3,700 yards and four touchdowns. His New Orleans Saints easily beat the Atlanta Falcons 45-16.
Well, unfortunately, my husband is a huge Florida fan, so obviously Dan Marino's record going down is a bad thing for him. But
I'm not
a big Saints fan.
So you loved it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, replace that Dan Marino jersey with a Drew Brees jersey.
In the house today. Asian markets are mixed. European markets are up. The Dow starts at 12,294. The S&P at 1265. The NASDAQ opens at 26.18. And again, we're asking you to let us know what stories do you think from 2011 will actually resonate, will continue on into 2012 and go down in the history books. Nation of Change writes this at thetakeaway.org. Our dysfunctional Congress. 2011 began with a House Republican vote to repeal President Obama's health care law and ended with a flip-flop over the 60-day tax cut extender. What a mess. Good point. And a listener in Dearborn, Michigan texts that the biggest story in 2011 is the longest revolution in the world of Yemen. in Yemen. Excuse me. We're going to be talking about that a little bit as well all morning long. We want to get your stories, your takes on the stories that will resonate, that will continue on into 2012 and longer. Call us at 8778-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. We're going to talk about the housing industry in just a moment.